Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue our His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we'll talk about, you know, it might sound somber, but talking about death, but talking about how Jesus has overcome that and how we don't have to fear that because of what he says to us in his word. So we'll be in Hebrews 2, 14 through 15. And it says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. You know, no one's looking forward to death. I know that I'm not. But we don't have to be afraid of death if we know Jesus. You know, as we ponder death, it's important to remember just how powerful and life-changing the gospel is. As the verse we just read describes, one common fear of all mankind is the fear of death. The enemy uses this fear of death to his advantage to hold mankind captive. However, through the death of Jesus, the captivity of death has been abolished. And when we fully understand that we have life in Christ beyond this earth, it changes the way we live our life on earth. And as believers, we can live confidently, knowing that what happens here is not the end. And thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus, we have eternal life that begins when we enter our relationship with Jesus. And when life on this earth ends, our life in Christ does not. So I just want to go through and embrace what Jesus has done for us through his death and resurrection based on what the word says. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15 tells us that he defeated death. 1 John 2, 2 tells us that he paid the price for our sin. Colossians 2:13 says he made us alive with him. Luke 24:27 tells us he fulfilled prophecy. And Mark 15:38 says he gave us access to the Father. So we should celebrate these truths. You know, we don't serve a dead Savior, but a living one. And I'll leave you with our closing verse, Luke 24:6-7. He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, it is necessary that the Son of Man be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the third day. So remember, death holds all mankind captive, but when we follow Jesus and we know what he's done for us, he has defeated it, and we do not have to be scared or held captive to it. In Jesus, we have our freedom. And we have our victory, and we can rest in that. See you next time.